Well, I'm getting away from the county over to the United States, actually, where we had a really, really strong performance from Oisin O'Gallon from Finn Valley. He won a 5K over there in Carolina University, and in a very fast time, he won the event, the 5K, in a 14:25. So he's pretty happy about that. That gets his season underway. He's been over there for a few years now. He was a scholarship student, and he returned some excellent performances right through indoor and outdoor last year. So good start to this season for him, and you know, hopefully he's going to be in record-breaking form as he was last year once again. So that was the story from the States. And over in Amsterdam, we had John McInhill, who had a PB over in the marathon. He's been a Valley athlete as well in the marathon. He did a 2:34, so he'll be pretty happy about that. He really, really prepared very diligently for it, and he got his reward for that. But today it was all about down the road in Dublin and the Autumn Cross Country, the Athletics Ireland Autumn Cross Country annual meet. And it's all about two things, really. It's really about just form, early form, for senior athletes, you know, where they're at. And then secondly, it's about master athletes and selection for the international cross country and in Glasgow in a few weeks' time, and good little Donegal athletes and that. So we'll come to that in a second. We'll start actually with the masters and the seniors. Sean McGinley was the lead Donegal athlete in the whole meet. He finished fourth overall in a very quality field there. And the senior men, good strong performance from him, with Oisin Toy in 23rd. So that was the return from the senior men. And then we got kicked on very quickly to the masters men and women. And I'll just take the results as they came at me. Kieran McGonigal from Letterkenny had a very strong performance in his age category. He won it. So he's international selection for him. International selection for Martin Kerr from Milford in his category. He's over 70 from the Milford athlete role. Once again, again, international best at Masters level. Kay Byrne, of course, on the women's side of the story, well, she was second in her age category. She also will be on the plane to Glasgow. And the Letterkenny girls, Natasha Adams and Noreen Scanlon, will also join them in on that team. Noreen, again, wanting a really strong performance, 21:35 to win the Masters event. And then Theresa Doherty right in behind her at 22:02. So those two girls from Finn Valley, she will make the team as well. So that's Noreen Scanlon winning and Theresa Doherty second. So well done to both of them. And Nikita Burke and the senior women, the best of the senior women was Nikita Burke, finishing fourth. So Edie Donald was the winner there, but a good strong performance, a 20:56 time for her. So well done to there. I think I've got covered them all there. Noreen Bonner was fifth. She may not get selected, but we'll have to wait and see what the story is going to be on that. So quite a few Donegal, particularly Letterkenny and Finn Valley athletes, and of course from Milford, Martin Kerr. Then on the underage and the underage relays, this is an early season thing. It's a national championship. Finn Valley was the only Donegal team involved. They did extremely well. They took three winning performances back to Donegal with them, and the under 11 boys, they got the show underway in an excellent style, just winning by 2 seconds from Limerick. 2 seconds gap, so they had a fight for every inch, and that was Shane McHugh. It was Adam Breen, two young Conway lads, and then there was Kyle Doherty and Evan Patton. So well done to them. Gold medals, their first ever gold medals in team at a national relay cross country, 4x500 metres. So well done to them. And the under 13 girls, well, Finn Valley were 10th, no luck there. And then the under, and they had a 10th there, and then they had a 1st there as well. They won by 3 seconds from Lucan, from Lucan and Waterford in 3rd spot. And then on the, and let me see where the team was. The team, the mixed relay team would be more important. They won. They had a victory. The mixed relay team, they beat Monaghan and Blackrock, were 3rd. Yasmin Doherty was on that team. Molly Gallagher from Cumming National School up there was on that team. Oliver Maguire was on that team, and Dylan Temple. So well done to them, beating Monaghan and Blackrock into 3rd. And that other one, under 15 girls, we had a really good, strong performance here on this one. Andrea Reid continuing to run well, as she did last week and the week before at Donegal level. But today at national level, she led her team of Niamh McGinchy, of Amy Michael Carr and Abby McGeehan ahead of Lucan and Waterford in 3rd spot. So 3 gold medal national team performances there, winning nationals for those 3 Finn Valley teams. And loads of Donegal athletes on the international national masters team, and of course, that very strong performance from Oisin O'Gallon over in the States. So that's pretty much this weekend. And next weekend, well, we're in Saturday. We're in Belfast for an open cross-country men's race and women's race, and then, of course, the even age cross-country. So we'll really see where Donegal teams stand come Saturday evening in terms of the 12s, 14s, 16s, and all of that. So that's going to be interesting. We have the Donegals. We've got an indication there, but how strong are they at Ulster level? And we'll know that next Saturday afternoon.